You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A diplomatic breakdown in the Gulf. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the UAE, Yemen, as well as Egypt and Libya have all severed ties with Qatar. And air, land and sea shutdowns are underway too. The nations say it's for their own national security, but what's really in play and at stake amongst these Gulf neighbours?
It is crunch time in the Gulf states' diplomatic crisis, with Saudi Arabia and its allies giving Qatar until tomorrow to agree with a series of 13 demands in order to end the month-long standoff. The Saudis, along with Egypt, Bahrain and the UAE, last month cut diplomatic ties with Qatar and suspended all travel to the country, accusing them of supporting Iran and having links to extremist organizations. One of the demands coming from Saudi Arabia is that Qatar close the long-running and popular state news network, Al Jazeera.
It's the worst political crisis in the Gulf region
for
decades.
...to comply with a list of 13 demands, one of which includes shutting down Al Jazeera, which is based in Doha.
Basically, want to close down independent journalism.
Hello, I'm Richard Gisbert, and you're at The Listening Post. Here are some of the media stories we're covering this week. The crisis in the Gulf continues, and the network you are watching, Al Jazeera, is one of the issues.
Launched in 1996, the Qatari news outlet Al Jazeera has been a constant presence in the Middle East, revolutionizing media in the region and playing a massive influence in the political upheavals that have taken place. In the aftermath of 9/11, Al Jazeera aired an exclusive interview with Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, was the only TV network in Afghanistan in the early days of the US-led occupation, and played an influential role in the outbreak of the Arab Spring in 2010. With its hard news and investigative approach to journalism, the network has not endeared itself to authoritarian Gulf states such as Saudi Arabia, who have called it a disruptive influence and having links with militant extremists. Given the symbolic importance of Al Jazeera to Qatar and the influence the network has in the region in terms of empowering young people and revolutionary forces, it makes sense that the Saudi elite want it shut down, especially if they want to keep Qatar in line. But is this the end for Al Jazeera? And are there 21 years of game-changing broadcast journalism about to come to a grinding halt? Earlier, I spoke to journalism professor Philip Sieb. He teaches at the University of Southern California and has written a book about Al Jazeera called The Al Jazeera Effect. I began by asking him why Al Jazeera is facing closure.
The power of Al Jazeera is the fact that ever since 1996, when it began broadcasting, it has been the dominant pan-Arab broadcaster in the Arab world. And its coverage has had a lot of bite to it, particularly directed toward the Saudis and some of the other non-Qatari royal families in the region. It has also been supportive of the Muslim Brotherhood, and that enrages the Saudis, the Egyptians, the Bahrainis, and others. So you have a broadcaster here that is not just journalism, it's also a very important political player.
And is that the difference between Al Jazeera Arabia and Al Jazeera English, is that the Arabic channel is more a propaganda arm of the Qatari government as such?
Well, I'm not sure I'd go quite that far. The Arabic channel is very different in content from the English language channel. They are run as two separate operations. And clearly the Arabic language channel has operates as a political tool of the Qatari government in ways that the English language channel does not.
Mm-hmm. And that pretty much is the reason why Saudi Arabia are quite furious, I guess, with Al Jazeera.
Well, they've been furious with Al Jazeera for years, and they're taking advantage of some disarray within the more disarray than usual within the region. And also, I suspect that President Trump gave them a green light to go ahead and impose these demands on Qatar.
What will happen if Qatar resists the demands on it and refuses to shut the station?
Well, I don't think anyone knows that. We'll probably figure that out by the end of this week. The Saudis and their partners extended the deadline for the Qatari response, and the Qataris did send a message to Kuwait, which is trying to moderate this situation. But I don't know. It's as if a country was aggravated with Britain and said, "We'll give you, you know, 3 days to shut down the BBC." Mm. It's really unheard of.
Now, you've written a book titled "The Al Jazeera Effect." Could you explain what that is exactly?
Well, that book is a bit dated now, but the Al Jazeera effect was basically that if you use satellite television in the way that Al Jazeera has, you create not just a broadcasting tool, but a political tool. The notion of a pan-Arab network has been something that Arab leaders and others have talked about since the 1950s. And most importantly, what Al Jazeera did when it came on the air in 1996 was allow the Arab audience to see news that affected Arabs being reported by Arabs. In the past, you either had to go to a very dull and tightly controlled state-run television channel, or you had to watch the BBC or CNN or some other Western network. What Al Jazeera did and the effect it had politically was tied to the fact this is now Arabs seeing their lives through their own eyes.
What impact has Al Jazeera had on the global media front since it was launched?
Well, I think it was part of the explosion of satellite news channels that we've seen in many places in the world. And actually, Al Jazeera has been kind of bypassed now to some extent with the rise of online media, social media. And so for about 20 years, Al Jazeera has been a major player, but I think its influence has diminished because the information marketplace has become more crowded, mm-hmm. both with more satellite channels, such as the Saudi-backed Al Arabiya, and also because of social media.
Has it had much sort of political influence in the goings-on in the Middle East, do you think?
Over the years, I think it has. I think Al Jazeera has brought a new kind of accountability to some governments because Al Jazeera was really the first broadcaster, certainly the first broadcaster with a broad audience, to challenge governments in the region. They never challenged the Qatari government, but they challenged the Saudis, the Egyptians, and others, and they were very aggressive political players. I mean, this is not unique to the Middle East, certainly. I mean, if you look at the United States, you see the contentiousness between Fox News and MSNBC, conservative versus liberal, and you can find that sort of thing elsewhere in the world. But it was a new, very much a new thing for the Arab world.
How important is it that we have broadcasters like Al Jazeera that in many ways are disruptive or challenging to those in power?
Well, if you believe in the notion of free speech, I think it's very important. It's no longer that Al Jazeera is out there as a sort of a singular voice. It is Al Arabiya, the Saudi-backed channel, is very competitive with Al Jazeera. It's more conservative, but it has a huge audience. And there are other channels. Hezbollah has a channel, Al Manar, that has a significant audience. There are lots of other channels. There are many religious satellite television channels. So it's not that Al Jazeera has a monopoly on the information flow. It's really quite competitive. And that's why I think people who are concerned about freedom of the press and freedom of speech are disturbed by this heavy-handed effort by the Saudis to get rid of Al Jazeera.
So do you think those concerns about freedom of expression and freedom of speech, those people have a fair point?
Oh, I think so. I think any time a government tells another government to shut down your major source of journalism, that's offensive, just as a matter of general principle.
Now, if Al Jazeera was to close, would it be a sad day for global media, do you think?
Oh, I think so, absolutely, because they really have been pioneers for more than two decades now. And also, I assume that if the Arabic channel was closed, Al Jazeera English would probably go down too. And that would be a real shame because they do very good work and they are one of the few international news organizations that does a lot of coverage from the global south.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Now, also on this Al Jazeera issue, I spoke with Caitlin McGee, a Kiwi journalist who spent 5 years working in Doha at Al Jazeera's headquarters.
What really attracted me to the company was its ethos and its focus on human rights issues and conflict. And basically, a good way of looking at Al Jazeera's coverage is it kind of shines a light in dark spots around the world. It covers the world so broadly and has such deep pockets, which is really rare for media companies, that it can do international news properly. And it's 24-hour news, so there's always a space that needs to be filled with something that's going on in the world. So that was my main, this is a main draw card for me. I was never really interested in local news. I was always very much focused on international news and foreign relations and policy. And living there and working there, because it's the only broadcast centre in the world of the main international news stations that's headquartered in the Middle East, there's a very strong focus to cover Middle Eastern issues. And a couple of months after I arrived in Doha, we saw the beginning of the Arab Spring, where we saw totalitarian, authoritarian regimes and military dictatorships like Tunisia, Egypt, and the like get rolled in a massive popular uprising. So it was a really interesting, fascinating time to be there, and it really did shape the region politically and cause huge changes and huge ructions and, of course, ongoing conflicts like what we see now in Syria. And it also upset the likes of Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and the UAE, which is, and Egypt, which is why we're now in the situation we're in with the Gulf crisis.
Right, so in that sense, the reporting that was done on the Arab Spring and that helped it, you know, give it that voice, has kind of led us to where we are today, which is Al Jazeera potentially on the ropes.
Yeah, it absolutely has.
And
Saudi Arabia and the Gulf bloc have never been a fan of Al Jazeera. When it first was launched, it was essentially, to a certain extent, free media in a corner of the world that is surrounded by tightly controlled government state media. It would have analysts criticising Saudi Arabia. It focused on conflict. It focused on humanitarian issues, which are not strong points for that region. And so that had been simmering away in the background, and then that was, of course, all amplified by the Arab Spring. So both Al Jazeera Arabic and Al Jazeera English's coverage led the way. And there's no love lost between Egypt and Qatar, because after Egypt's revolution, in their first democratic election, they voted for Mohamed Morsi, who is a Muslim Brotherhood member, a group which Qatar has strong links to. Morsi was then removed in a military coup by the now President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. So he is, because of that, he's no fan of Qatar. So this has all been simmering on the back burner for a long time. And I think these countries, particularly Saudi, have been waiting for the opportunity to give Qatar a bit of a slap down, and the timing is now. And I would say a lot of it has to do with Trump's recent visit to Saudi, because they felt, I think, emboldened. And I think they also didn't believe that they would face any serious consequences for their actions by the current US administration or from the broader international community.
You talk about, you know, that this has been simmering away, that nothing here is new. It's just this that was an opportunity to really kind of break up the relations with Qatar. But I mean, when you were working at Al Jazeera, were you conscious of the pressures that were on the station? Because, I mean, it's banned in Egypt and it faces a lot of criticism. But how far did that make its way into the newsroom, I wonder?
I guess in terms, I mean, we were very aware of the pressure on us. I mean, Al Jazeera was always going through phases of having our bureaus shut down in certain countries, of being banned from certain countries. So it was no secret that we weren't liked by many of the neighbouring countries around Qatar. I think in terms of editorial pressure and having to toe the Saudi line, for example, I think there was a period maybe sort of in 2014, where there was a bit of pressure in regards to what was happening in the Syrian war and what was happening in Egypt to put those news lines ahead of other news lines, shall we say. But that was only a brief patch. And all the other time I worked there, it was a very independent, free Western newsroom. Now, Qatar is no angel, and Al Jazeera isn't always perfect, and especially in terms of covering issues in Qatar itself, human rights issues, and issues where Qatar has an interest, like the Syrian war. So there were, it could be criticised, I think, on that level, but for the vast majority of covering the world, it was very free and independent.
Obviously, everything's still uncertain, and it doesn't sound like Qatar's going to give in to these demands that have been made of it. But, I mean, if Al Jazeera, for whatever reason, did, you know, become something that Qatar gave away in order to improve the situation, what do you think that would do to the region?
I think it would be a huge loss, and I think it would be a huge defeat for the region, and also for international news. Al Jazeera English is one of the few stations that really does it properly and has the money to do it properly, because news is an expensive business. I don't, in all honesty, see Qatar bowing and closing Al Jazeera down. I think that the list of demands that the Saudis and the Saudi bloc have listed were never meant to be met, and I don't think they're going to be. And I think from the word I've got from inside Al Jazeera is actually, in many ways, they're now much more determined to keep it open, because Qatar needs Al Jazeera now as it is part of its it's part of its image of being a more modern, Western-friendly corner of the Gulf. So I really don't see it shutting down, and in some ways this might be the best thing that's ever happened to it.
Right, that's interesting. So you think it might embolden them to be even, you know...
Well, it means that they're not under pressure from the regional big brothers like Saudi to play ball and to toe the Saudi line. In some ways it gives them much more freedom to report in a way which maybe they weren't able to do before.
They are nicking our shit. They totally are.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.